Can you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yeah, hi, my name's Louise Lee. I work for Festival Housing Group. I'm operations manager for Older People's Services.
Now, we're here at an Every Voice Counts event talking about the Big Society. The reason I thought I wanted to talk to you is because I was really interested in what you were saying about starting running a service in sheltered housing and then changing it. So explain that journey for me, please.
Well, it's been, I'd say, an evolving journey. We've provided a traditional sheltered housing service in the past with site-based scheme managers or warden staff, moved to team working, and then through talking to local communities, existing customers and people that are on housing waiting lists, asking about their needs and aspirations for the future, and recognising that actually the majority of older people don't live in sheltered schemes, they live in the wider community. So we've had to respond to that effectively with the local councils, supporting people teams, funders, and developed a service very much in consultation with the people, the older people in communities, to reach them out in the wider community. So we've moved away from scheme-based service to a tenure-neutral service, going out to people, working far more, really working with other partners to engage people, to build on models where there's been small successes and really take that and grow and develop that. Very much, I suppose, encompassing the ethos of the Big Society in a small way. And you know, today's event has very much, I suppose, given me confidence to think actually what we're doing, we need to celebrate and grow.
So rather than think all funding's going, let's feel defeated, it's to try and persuade people that this makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be challenges. You know, funding cuts are obviously going to be very challenging and have significant impacts. But already it's made us sit back and think, you know, outside the box, okay, well, we want to achieve this. How are we going to do it? We've done it this way before. We've almost been drip-fed customers. We've been, you know, funding's been guaranteed. Those guarantees aren't there anymore. So you've got to be more innovative.
And do you know, it sounds like what you're doing logically means that people stay in their homes longer, that actually they're more independent, they become less of a burden on the state.
It's been very much a transition from, our service has always been about being promoting independence and enabling people to stay in their own homes longer, but almost we made people dependent on our service. It's been a complete relaunch, if you like, about, as you say, really basing the service on need rather than wants, not being a just-in-case service, really responding to people's goals rather than saying we provide a blanket service. It's very much personally tailored, as I said, accessible to everybody. And we've had to become more commercially aware, you know, because we've got to promote our service. We've got to generate demand for our service. So, you know, we've got to work harder, I suppose.
But there was also a conversation around the table, which I think you were involved in, where people were saying, you know, you could use volunteers to organise social events. Social events mean people don't feel isolated once the isolation's broken.
One of the initiatives where funding has been, you know, retracted, so to speak, and the benefits of social interaction, social activities, help.
Well, they help people avoid depression and all sorts of things that
that's
are going
right.
to...
So avoid more accessing other statutory services. That was retracted, so we looked at ways that we could develop new programmes of social activities. So we've done that. It was actually a group of older people coming to us and saying, look, come on, help. We really recognise the demise of social activities. We want to relaunch it. So we've launched Festival Free Time. We've got a dedicated resource to do that through looking at other, you know, looking outside our normal funding streams and working in partnership, very much embracing volunteering. But again, that throws up new challenges. You've got to be able to coordinate those volunteers. You've got a duty to them. You've got to have some direction and, you know, but also celebrate what you're doing and look at your impact assessments and how you can move that forward. But yeah, that's been phenomenal, real success story. That's Festival Free Time. We've got Festival Work Together, a lot of intergenerational programs from litter picking through to lots of activities going on in school holidays involving all the generations. Drop-in centres, a lot of day centres are closing in the counties that are funded by county councils and other streams. So we're looking at, you know, doing things that maybe don't take such a significant resource but still help the preventative agenda, because they say that every pound spent preventatively prevents £3 spent in other more critical services.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, it's not just down to me. It's about the people.
And good luck. But I can see why you think this fits closely with what Big Society ought to be.
Yeah, you know, it's just... Big Society is a jigsaw puzzle to me. It's bringing all the elements together at the right time, and I think people have got to have a common goal, a real belief, and a dedication to achieve the outcome they're looking for.